Still not.
Alright. Agony defeat, thrill of victory. A little bit reverse. Maybe if you had ended up finishing second, they would have put you on suicide watch. Did you feel you had a better car tonight than you did 2 weeks ago?
No, our car actually wasn't near what it was 2 weeks ago tonight. It was pretty loose. I mean, if that was a regular 50-lapper, I would have been going backwards pretty quick towards the end. So car wasn't quite what we wanted, but it was enough, I guess.
Tell me about the move we made on Connors there for the lead.
That it was just early in the race. He got a little loose coming out of two, and it just gave me enough room to get under him going into three.
Then after that, you're the leader and you're setting the pace. And how often were you looking at the leaderboard?
I wasn't really checking it out because I don't know, we had a pretty long green flag span. I was hoping Connors would stay in second because I had already gotten by him, so maybe he could hold some people off. But I probably glanced up that last caution they had, and I saw that Lavery was behind me, and I saw the photographer starting to take pictures. So I started driving it as hard as I could, and I actually saw the photographer stop taking pictures. So I figured I'd gained a little space on him, but then I knew Otto was on his way up through, so I knew that was going to be a challenge.
At what point did you see him, or did you not see him at all until the finish line?
I saw him midway down the front straightaway, probably 100 yards from the start-finish line. On the last lap, yeah, I didn't see him any time prior to that. I knew he was there. I knew for a fact he was there. Our car just wasn't great off the corner. I mean, I could blow it in the corner all I wanted, but off the corner, it was sideways, and that's obviously where it got under me.
Were you dreading that lap traffic ahead?
I was not looking forward to having to go around them because our car was a little loose when you try to go to the outside, so I was begging for a caution right then. Obviously, we didn't get it, and I actually got caught up behind Sean Goslin there at the finish line, and that kind of could have been a different finish if he wasn't there, but it is what it is.
Does a tie put a little bit of a taint on it for you? Is that a little bittersweet? Or is that, you know what, a win is a win? You've heard that either way, whether a guy breaks down in front of you, or sometimes when you guys end up in a tie.
I mean, a win's a win. I mean, it's not obviously not as sweet as it could be, but we'll take it, and we'll get a real one.
Would you like to thank for your finish tonight, and for your first feature win?
I'd like to thank my dad, my crew, my sponsors, All Car Care Auto, FX Caprera, BBD Powder Coaters, Hahn Welding Supply, and I'd like to thank Joey Hawksby for helping us get our car straightened away over the winter.